time to pluck us up. I was hopeful for a while, but they're just a little too far. Round and round I go. Where I stop, well, I don't know.
I am Boutros, Boutros Ghali. Put down your gun and listen to...
Are You Aware? Music that has something to say on CITR 101.9 Vancouver.
He said, oh my dear, listen here. And this is what he cried. On my feet I wear two shoes for dancing, dancing to be free. On my feet they're paying tribute to the Bobby Marley legacy. On my knees they got some cuts and bruises from my skating all my days. Cause when I'm skating with my friends, my troubles drift away. I say my legs they're wearing baggy pants. I like to move around cause getting down and jumping up. These are some good things that I found. It's got a slinky boat with a clip that's quick to open. Because the loving is the sweetest thing, and up from my waist it happens. And my stomach's got some tasty food that's making me feel good. Cause sharing some meals is something I wish the world could do. When my chest it wears a singlet, while my chest it beating proud. While my chest suggests I am a man that no institutions can knock down. And around my neck is superstition hanging from a chain. Because I got my gods, but in the end, I make my own way.
Two shoes for dancing.
Welcome to Are You Aware? Music that has something to say on CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver. Christian here with you for this evening. Fleur is actually away again, not feeling too good this afternoon, so flying solo. But happy to be here nonetheless. So started things off with Cat Empire. That was Two Shoes from the album of the same name that was released in 2006. There's an Aussie-Australian band from Melbourne, Australia, actually. Carry a lot of positive messaging in a lot of their songs. Just really feel-good music, you know. Makes you want to get up and dance. Their new album, Cinema, just released actually on June 29th of this year. They're actually touring right now in support of that album. They're playing two dates in Vancouver. The first one sold out actually. Both dates are at the Commodore Ballroom. First one, July 16th, sold out already, but the 18th, still some tickets left. So, and I've seen them actually a couple years ago. Actually, it might have been in 2006 in support of this album. Saw them at the Commodore. Great fun. So get out there, buy some tickets for the second show, and get your friends down there, have a good time at the Commodore watching Cat Empire. Next up, we're actually playing back-to-back Australian bands here, so Fleur would be proud of me here. Next up, we're going to play Empire of the Sun, We Are the People. They're an Australian electronic music duo, formed in 2006. This album, Walking on a Dream, was released in October of 2008, and they're composed of actually two bands from Australia. Now, I think, is the one name, and Sleepy Jackson. So this is one of Fleur's faves, so that's why I'm playing it. Don't know too much about them, but she really likes this song. So here's Empire of the Sun with We Are the People on Are You Aware?
Now CITR 101.9 FM is proud to present Bear in Heaven with guests Twin Sister and White Hinterland at the Biltmore Cabaret on Saturday, July 24th. Brooklyn-based psych rock group Bear in Heaven's Vancouver show is part of their North American tour before they head to Europe. It's an early show. Doors are at 8 and the show starts at 8:15 sharp. Tickets are $13 in advance at Zulu and Red Cat, and you can buy tickets online at ticketweb.ca. Don't miss Bear in Heaven with guest Twin Sister and White Hinterland at the Biltmore Cabaret on Saturday, July 24th. For more information, visit CITR.ca. You're listening to Are You Aware? Music that has something to say on 101.9 CITR. That was INXS with By My Side from their album called X. Another Australian band. It's like Australian night. I guess we had All CanCon. What was that? Jeez, 2 weeks ago? Now it seems like it's all Australian content. They're an Australian band formed in 1977, initially known for their new wave ska pop style, but later developed more of a hard rock edge that they became really well known for. And X, that album that song's off of, was their seventh studio album, released in 1990, and did quite well for them, made quite a name for them. One thing that happened in their career that kind of laid a darker light on things was their front man, Michael Hutchins, actually died in 1997, and they did not perform publicly for over a year, so it hit the band hard, but they came back to release a couple more albums, and there's a singer, their guitar player, Kirk Pengilly, has actually been involved in a number of charities over the years, including really well-known charities, Greenpeace, the Starlight Foundation, and a charity called Mirabelle, which is an Australian charity, and it assists children who have been orphaned or abandoned due to parental illicit drug use.
abuse and are now in the care of extended family. So they believe that every child deserves a childhood, which is so true, and its mission is to break the destructive cycle of addiction. So a very great charity. You can find out more about that at www.mirabellefoundation.org.au. And before that, we played a little Peter, Bjorn, and John. That was Just the Past. They're from Sweden, formed in Stockholm. They've been on a compilation CD, actually, called Indie Rocks for Stopping Malaria. And for those that don't know, I know we've talked about malaria on the show before, but malaria constantly threatens half of the world's population and almost kills 1 million people every year. And 90% of them are in sub-Saharan Africa. So a very interesting statistic. Pregnant women and young children are particularly at risk, and 8 out of 10 malaria deaths are actually children under the age of 5. So I'm actually just on the Stop Malaria Now website. Another interesting statistic is that malaria actually costs African countries $8 billion each year. That is quite an astounding figure. And one of the things about malaria that's very, very interesting is that malaria can actually be cured and prevented at relatively low costs. So that, after reading that $8 billion figure, it's really a shame. So Stop Malaria Now is a consortium of 10 health and development NGOs from Europe, Africa, and the U.S., and they want to raise public awareness for malaria as a global health problem and mobilize respective support for stronger political, financial, and strategic commitments. So find out more about them at www.stopmalarianow.org. Next up, we are shifting gears a little bit. Shifting gears music-wise, we're going to play a little bit of punk rock here, playing some of the Ramones. So, formed in Forest Hills, Queens in 1974, often cited as the first punk rock group. And actually, interesting, I just watched a bio on them, and despite achieving only limited commercial success, they were a major influence on punk rock, both in the U.S. and the U.K., and they actually performed, I got the exact number, 2,263 concerts. So they virtually toured nonstop for 22 years. Their last show was in about 96. And this song we're going to play now is actually an anti-Reagan song. I guess Joey Ramone, who penned this tune, got pretty pissed off, so to speak, when President Reagan was visiting Bitburg, Germany. Look it up online. You can get the story behind it, but this is definitely an anti-Reagan anthem, I'm going to call it. So here's the Ramones with My Brain Is Hanging Upside Down on CITR. We'll be right back.
strength,
dignity,
respect,
beauty,
self-worth,
safety,
confidence,
choice,
hope.
The Beauty Night Society is a registered charity dedicated to helping marginalized women introduce trust, hope, and self-esteem into their lives. This is the
first day of Through its popular makeover program, the Beauty Night Society has touched the lives of thousands and reintroduced a healthy touch to the lives of vulnerable women throughout British Columbia, creating real life makeovers.
Please visit www.beautynight.org for information on programs and on how to help. Beauty Night, because dignity is beautiful.
I think I was blind before I met you.
You're listening to Are You Aware? Music that has something to say on CITR 101.9 Vancouver.
Some of my other ones will get the feeling. A casual band that likes a final revolution. Character assassination. Ignore the issues and other relation between consumption and brutality. We'll be right back.
Wow, I love that song. Blistering, I would say, blistering. There's a couple blistering songs in there, one in the middle that was heavy, dark, but a little more mellow. That was Male Bonding with Weird Feelings from their album that just came out this year, Nothing Hurts. They're a punk rock-based band out of London, England. Began touring in 2008 and released that first full-length album just this May. And they've been involved in something pretty interesting called the Mine Advisory Group's Plug 5 Project. The Mine Advisory Group is a global charity dedicated to the elimination of landmines, and to that end have started up a monthly newsletter called the Plug 5 Project. And it's pretty cool. Bands and bloggers submit lists of new music that they're really digging in packs of five, and they're delivered into your inbox. So you just basically have to sign up, and they email you the last Friday of the month a five-pack of songs from various artists and bloggers. So far, recommendations have come from people like John Vanderslice, Waves, The Tallest Man on Earth, Gorilla vs. Bear, Large Hearted Boy, and of course, Male Bonding. So you can actually go to their website and get a subscription, and it's available for a one-time donation of $2. And that $2 goes directly to the Mine Advisory Group and towards their work of clearing landmines. So go to their website. It's www.maginternational.org. Go to their website and sign up for it. I know I did that, and the last Friday of every month I get this five pack of great new songs, so check it out. Before that we had Black Mountain with Faulty Times from their self-titled album. Most people know, Canadian psychedelic rock band out of Vancouver. They've got a new album actually coming out, Wilderness Heart, due out in September. And by day, three members of the band actually work for an organization called Insight. And for those that don't know, it's a supervised injection site that's in downtown Vancouver. And it opened its doors in 2003. And it's been a safe, health-focused place where people inject drugs. And that sounds funny, I know, but they inject drugs and connect to healthcare services, which I think is really the most important part of that. From primary care to treat disease and infection to addiction counseling and treatment. So I know it sounds strange maybe to those people that are listening online that maybe aren't from Vancouver and this is all new to you, but I think it is a great program that we have here in Vancouver. And Fleurs told me that they're also in Australia, I think in the King's Cross area, I believe it's called. There is a similar program to this where they allow drug addicted people to inject drugs, but they connect them with, addiction counseling and treatment, which I think is the most important part of that equation. Next up, we got another Canadian band. We're going to play some Tokyo Police Club from their new album. They're from Newmarket, Ontario. New album Champ was just released in June. They're actually playing Vancouver October 2nd. Commodore Ballroom. And in an effort to be charitable and as well as fashionable, Tokyo Police Club actually designed their very own pair of Chucks, which is a very famous Converse shoe, for a campaign that Converse created, which is called One Hund Red campaign. And they designed a pair of sneakers with 10% of the proceeds going to the Global Fund to Fight AIDS, Tuberculosis, and Malaria. So they joined about 100 other rock acts such as Bondi Du Rolo, Matt and Kim, Green Day's Billy Joe Armstrong, in Converse's charity campaign, which is designed to celebrate the artistic spirit and help eliminate AIDS in Africa. So here is Tokyo Police Club with Boots of Danger on CITR. Get nervous anymore. So wait.
with your girlfriends, always with your conversations, making up for lost time, making it with me. Wait up! You never get nervous anymore. So wait up! You never get nervous anymore. Did you want me to stay? Hey! What did you want me to do? What did you want me to say?
When you experiment with cut-ups over a period of time, you find that some of the cut-ups seem to refer to future events. Well, we went on to exploit the potentials of the tape recorder.
Now, back to modern times.
Tapes, tape recorders.
Cut up, slow down, speed up, run backwards, inch the tape. That means work it back and forth across the tape head.
Hey, girls. Move a little closer.
Play several tracks at once. Cut back and forth between two recorders.
Copyright infringement. Piracy.
Oh, no, I pressed the wrong button again.
Sample. So cut-ups put you in touch with what you know and do not know that you know.
Exquisite Corpse, Thursday, 7:30 to 9 p.m. on the mighty CITR Radio 101.9, Vancouver.
This is not all rock and roll, dude.
I'm gonna see what comes running out.
Pardon my freedom. Sorry, I should have let you know before we turned that or put that song on. There's a little bit of language in that one, and it is actually called Pardon My Freedom, and that's by the Sacramento, California band. That's what I'm going to call them. It's three apostrophe marks. That's from their album called Loudon Up, and a pretty, they're letting you know what they think, definitely on that one. So I hope you liked it. Next up, we have another band from California, from San Francisco. We're going to play the Dodos. They're actually currently touring with the New Pornographers, and they're playing in Vancouver tonight at the Vogue Theater. I'm lucky enough to be going after the show here, so hopefully you'll join me down there. It's going to be a good show. And recently I was on online and happened to stumble across an interview with the Dodos on the website called causecast.org. And the Dodos were being questioned about the transitional point in history that we're in and the influence that music has on change and making change, and also about the green movement. It was a pretty interesting interview. I really found it interesting because we ask a lot of musicians that we have on the show similar questions that they were asking in the interview. But if you haven't checked out causecast.org, you should check it out. It's an amazing website. It's been dubbed a one-stop philanthropy shop. It's a platform where media, social networking, entertainment, and education converge to serve a greater purpose. So people want to do good and want to be inspired and want to inspire others to join them in giving back. And CauseCast makes this really easy to do by providing users with means to connect with other people, leaders, charities, nonprofit organizations, and even brands that inspire them. So I would encourage you to check out CauseCast.org. Right now, here's the Dodos with Fables from Time to Die on Are You Aware? Music that has something to say on 101.9 CITR.
You can see the doubt in the One, two, three, four.
Kissing me like a long walk home when the music stops. Take a tip from me, don't go through the park. If you're on your own, it's a long walk home. If they follow you, don't look back. I'm Dylan in the movies, on your own. If they follow you, it's not your money. Listening, settle down on the pillow soft. When they've all gone home, you can concentrate on the one you love. You can concentrate, hey, now they're gone.
that your name or your tribe. There's people always dying, trying to keep them alive. There's bodies decomposing in containers tonight, in an abandoned building where the squatters made a mural of a Mexican girl with 15 cans of spray paint in a chemical swirl. She's standing in the ashes at the end of the world. Four winds blowing through her hair. But when great Satan's gone, the horror of Babylon, well, she just can't sustain the pressure where it's placed. She caves. The Bible's blood and Torah's death, the Quran's mute. If you burn them all together, you get close to the truth still. They're pouring over Sanskrit under Ivy League moons, while shadows lengthen in the sun. Cast on a school of meditation built to soften the times and hold us at the center while the spiral winds. It's knocking over fences, crossing property lines. Four winds cry out until it comes. Yeah, it's the summer man, slouching towards like a company jet, like a newly orphaned refugee retracing my steps all the way to Casadega to commune with the dead. They said you'd better look alive. And now it's off to old Dakota, where a genocide sleeps in the Black Hills, the Badlands, the calloused east. I buried my ballast, I made my peace. Her four winds leveling the pines.
You're listening to Are You Aware? Music that has something to say on 101.9 CITR. That was Bright Eyes with Four Winds from his 2007 album Casadega. I love that song. It sounds great. And actually, I was online, and in a recent online video that I saw, Bright Eyes leader Connor Oberst talked about how boycotting Arizona because of its recent controversial immigration law was important because it left unchecked similar legislation which could make its way across the country. So a couple of weeks ago, the small town of Fremont, where he was from, in Nebraska, passed a similar law. And Oberst is actually going to do something about it, which is great. On July 31st in Omaha, Oberst will star in a concert for what's called Concert for Equality, which will benefit the ACLU's fight against this Fremont law. So Arizona's new law and Fremont's law, which is similar, what it does is it aims to identify, prosecute, and deport illegal immigrants. So anyone who is from somewhere else, which is kind of strange, because I think we're all kind of from somewhere else. So President Obama has actually even spoken outwardly again about his displeasure with the new bills and laws that are being put into place. So I fully support Connor Oberst's opinions on this and what he's doing, because I think, yeah, any law that aims to identify, prosecute, and deport illegal immigrants, we're all illegal somehow, I guess. So great, great for him. And before that, we had Belle and Sebastian with Like Dylan in the Movies. That was from their BBC sessions. They're an indie pop band formed in Glasgow in 1996, and their Mick Cook from the band is actually set to take charge of a new compilation, with the money raised going to Save the Children charity. The record actually doesn't have a title yet, but it'll feature some big bands like Franz Ferdinand, the Flaming Lips, Snow Patrol, Fiery Furnaces, who are awesome, Travis, Snow Patrol, and The Divine Comedy. So keep your eyes peeled for that. It should be pretty decent. Next up, what have we got? We're going to be playing a little Nina Simone. So this one actually goes out to Fleur, because I know she loves it, and I hope she's feeling a little better. So Nina Simone's been, was fairly involved in civil rights messages, and it was pretty standard, I guess, in her recording repertoire were civil rights messages, and fairly evident in a lot of her live performances as well. And actually, on Human Kindness Day in 1974 in Washington, D.C., more than 10,000 people paid tribute to Simone. Just because, not just because of that, but that goes one thing why they did, I guess, pay tribute to her. So here's Nina Simone with Come Ye on CITR.
Who would ever Are you tired of spending your hard-earned money on CDs? Compact discs, I mean. DVDs, even. Whatever. Anything that might be better with
radio-ness.
I'm sick of listening to music without any funny quips in between. No commercials? I mean, come on. What about
Jay?
Mark.
Jason.
The Bear. All those guys. Now you'll never have to miss out on crazy
Mark Farabee
and Jason
the Bear
Paulette
because
CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver
has come up with their own label. That's right. You can listen to music and never have to listen to... You can listen to music and never have to miss out on the radio-ness.
Listen to Friday Sunrise, Fridays from 7:30 to 9 a.m. on 101.9 CITR with your hosts, Mark Farabee
and Jason Paulette.
Do you want to have your music played? Have your horoscope read or just
give us some random advice?
Send us an email at fridaysunrise@vanmusic.ca or call us during the show at 604-UBC-CITR or 604-822-2487. Friday Sunrise, Fridays from 7:30 to 9 a.m.
Yeah. Rise to your feet, little soldier. Time to change. Yeah, see, in order to get it, you gotta go out there and get it. You gotta know your mark. Yeah, to take your mark. Let's go, soldier.
Done on earth
day our daily bread. And forgive us of our trespasses, as we forgive those that trespass against us. And stop the war.
That was Canadian band A Northern Chorus from Hamilton, Ontario with Winter Eyes. The band actually announced the end of their career actually in May, so unfortunately won't be getting too much new material from them, but nonetheless a great band from Hamilton, Ontario. Before that we had Kamani Marley with The March, a great positive message in that song. We've got one more song for you from Are You Aware tonight. Up next is Bleak with Exquisite Corpse, so make sure you stick around for his always amazing program. I'm going to the New Pornographers and Dodo's show tonight, so hopefully I'll see you guys down there. Until next week, we'll see you next Thursday, I guess. And here is John Lennon with Nobody Told Me on Are You Aware, music that has something to say on 101.9 CITR.
D-Ball!
says a word. Everybody's making love, and no one really cares. There's Nazis in the bathroom, just below the stairs. Always something happening, and nothing going on. There's always something cooking, and nothing in the pot. They're starving back in China, so finish what you got. No one makes a move. Well, everybody's a winner. I have nothing left to lose. There's a little yellow eye to the north of Kathmandu. Everybody's fine, and no one leaves the ground. Well, everybody's crying, and no one makes a sound. There's a place for us in movies. You just gotta lay around.
Take it up with Bleak.
Bleak. Two E's, one K.
Right now, I'd like to bring to the stage a fine musician, as well a very dear friend. Please give a warm welcome to Mr. Bleak.
I'm here. Hey, how is everybody out there? This is Exquisite Corpse Radio, Canada's favorite radio show on CITR 101.9, Vancouver. Everybody out there having a good apocalypse? Good. All right, we got music for your apocalypse this evening on Exquisite Corpse. I have got a good array of what I'm calling psychopunk, which is also spans a few other genres, I guess you could name, called weirdcore, art punk, maybe, you know, lo-fi. And I don't know, there's a few other ones that aren't occurring to me right now, but whatever. We're going to be hearing bands tonight that do something different. Do something that, to me, says more, actually resembles more of what I figure punk rock is than the hardcore sort of genre that sort of took up the punk rock name eventually. I think punk rock is more about being odd and showing a bit of that dread and fear and anxiety sort of thing. And so anyway, I'm going to be playing with my version of what true punk rock is or should be. And so, of course, it's going to be very, very strange. But to start off the show, Luke was showing me this album on Sealand, which, of course, is Negative Land's label. There is a band called Guitar, G-I-T-A-R. And they're doing some Plunderphonic stuff, which is always good for this show. Let's be hearing some of that now. This is a track called Schooled from Guitar. On Exquisite Corpse.
You have subjected me to snakes that crawl into people's mouths. You have fed me disgusting food.
The amount of ingredients alone is staggering.
I always run the water
automatically
when I go to the bathroom.
Water damage invades
and swallow the water that had come from the baby's mouth.
Hence the saying, don't throw the baby out with the bathwater.
The water. Serving USA.
Miles of dark waters.
Well, we didn't see much of him. He likes to stay underwater.
And went skinny dipping down in the lake.
The snake then spewed out water.
Water.
Oil has spilled in the water surrounding the men.
Like a river.
Boy.
The woman ran into the desert.
Do not destroy oil wells.
Leaving for Iraq the next day.
You didn't read about that in the Herald Star. No, you didn't. Because you know that boy. There were no grammatical errors in it. His teachers could have been proud of him for that. But the problem is, they're only little thread of anything for everything to stay exactly the same.
Jesus.